touch a parent? Everybody touch a parent.
Isn't that fantastic? Well, welcome so much to our family service. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little reminder right now of the first rule that we learned last month. Who can remember that rule? If I put my hand out like this, what does it mean? Touch your parents! Where are the parents? Quick! You have to go and touch your parents. Quick! Now, we don't want... Oh, quick! We don't want all the kids at the back, so I'm afraid that means the parents have to come to the front. Come on! So is everyone, can everyone see? Everyone who's little, there's no one stuck behind someone bigger and you can't see what's going on? Fantastic. Wonderful. Well, just for you who have little ones who are less than three, there's a creche at the back if you need to use that. But we're hopefully you will be able to stay in the service because we don't want you out the back, really. So I can hear. Now, I'm afraid I think I'm going to have to go through the second two rules as well. Because I am hearing someone making a lot of noise down here. So we got the first rule. The first rule is, touch your parents. Now, everybody, can we have a little quiet? It'd be great if anyone of the adults who are standing up at the back could come and sit down. That would be great. There's lots of other things going on at the moment, so maybe we'll just see whether everyone could just come and settle down. We want the kids to be able to concentrate on what's going on at the front. So it'd be great if you could all find a seat. It'd be great if you could find a seat back there. Come and sit down. Fantastic. So we've got the first rule. We've got touch the parent rule. Now our second rule, now which you're all so good at, is the silver line rule. So this just means that the kids stay behind. Well, we all, in fact, apart from me, stay behind the line, and I get to walk up and down, which is rather fun. So that's great. So you're all doing a great job, apart from these two little guys. And you think you could just go behind the line? Where's your dad or your mum? Uh-huh.
My mom is in the church.
Your mum is in the church now. Where's your mum? Will your mum stand up? Oh, is that her? Quick, run. You've got to touch your parent. Go on. Yes. Come on, over the line. Over the line. Okay. We're just going to hang out here for a little while. Thank you very much, mum. And the last rule is, when I do this, can you remember what it means? Who can shout it out?
Small mouth, big ears.
Oh, my goodness. Round of applause. So we've got a small mouth and we've got big ears so we can hear what's going on. That's absolutely fantastic. Right, so did you hear what they made this morning before the service? Oh, this is what they made first of all. And let them construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among them. So we're so excited today because we're looking about a story about a very special tent. Who's seen this tent here? So tell me, who's looking forward to their holidays? And who has gone camping on their holidays? And who liked camping on their holidays? That's where my husband keeps his hand down. He's not that into camping. I think camping rocks. So, what did you do when you were camping? What kind of things did you do in your tent?
We sometimes go on trips.
Oh, cool. What did you do? Have you been camping? Oh, no. Have you been camping? Someone put their hands up who's been camping and wants to tell me what they've done.
We went to campsite.
Oh, and what was on the campsite?
A playground.
Oh, nice. Right. So what we're looking at is God has a special tent. And Paddy is going to teach us all about that special tent. But, so we're all very excited about that. I wanted to encourage everyone who's this high upwards is that I met with some of my friends. and I asked them, what do you think God's special tent looked like? And yet it tells us in the Bible, but sometimes the Bible is quite hard to understand. It uses weird measurements that we don't use anymore, and it describes things in ways that we don't always understand. So this is some of our pictures, and I won't tell you who drew which pictures, of what we thought the tabernacle looked like. So this is a start of a tent. Kind of looks like a tent. We have a tower, which kind of looks like a damsel in distress. Someone who likes a stick man. Now, this looks interesting. We've got little labels, which I was quite impressed by, and a kind of pink thing going around the outside. I do hope the Israelites like pink. This is getting more 3D, and in fact, it looks a little bit like where you could go and buy things for Jerusalem, which just sounds quite cool to me. This is very enthusiastic, and I think the person... I do know the person who did this, and I think they're either into the idea of sacrificing. So I think potentially the smoke that's going up could be something to do with burning things, but I wouldn't like to comment. Now, this is an internal picture of the tabernacle, which I was very impressed by, and sacrificing of a sheep. So we're really into the theme of the sacrificing at the moment. And now this is our pièce de résistance. Okay, now I know the person who drew this. I have seen him here today. And this, not only is this goes onto three sides of paper, this drawing of the tabernacle, which we were all very proud of and did give him a round of applause. So have we got the internal bit as well, or was that before? Is that it? That's it. Rock on. Okay, so the bit before was his internal bit. So we were all very proud of that. Okay. So it kind of looks a little bit like that. But we're going to learn a little bit more what it actually does look like. But first of all, we're going to stand together and we're going to worship the Lord. So will you stand with me? You better get those action hands ready.
True. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to dismantle my microphone here. And probably should have done this first. We're going to sing a few songs. this is... Just give me a second. Oh no. Hi. I don't want to wreck the tent. Thank you. Let's see how far I can actually go. Probably not even any further. That will come out. Yeah, I'm pulling. There we go. Loads of space. Brilliant. We're going to do some dancing today. If that's all right. Does everyone feel like dancing? Yes. Grown-ups? Yes. Fantastic. All righty. Maestro Jay is going to start us off. Maybe get a clap going. I want to see your dancing feet.
I will dance and I will sing to be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering this passion in my soul. And I will dance and I will sing to be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering this passion in my soul. And I'll become even more undignified than this. Come on, dance, boys. Some may see it's foolishness, but I'll become even more undignified than this.
A bit of a war.
Christmas, but I'll become even more undignified than this. Even more undignified, I'll become even more undignified than this. Sing really quietly. Some may say it's foolishness, but I'll become even more undignified than this.
How loud can you go?
We said that I'll become even more undignified than this. Yes, some may say it's foolishness, but I'll become even more undignified than this. Even more undignified than this.
I'm not good at that. Yeah, I've just learned that I can't sing and dance at the same time, so I do apologize. Now, who knows the song Pharaoh, Pharaoh? You do. Fantastic. Great. Super. Lovely. Right. Now, Keelan and Richard are going to help us out with the actions, which Richard's really looking forward to. I think that lots of you kids know the actions to these songs. So can you all, like, stand up and see if you can put your arms like this and spin around so you're not going to whack somebody else in the face. Make sure you've got loads of room. Super, yeah. Trying not to stand on each other. Eek.
Thank you.
Okay, now things are going to get a little bit more, complicated. What we need to do is we need to split everybody up into three groups. So, this is going to get very interesting. We're going to do a three-part. Well, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do. Can we have it split kind of about halfway down this group of seats here? Can you sort of work out which side you want to be on, you know? So this is group one, and you're going to do the really hard bit. And then the middle group, aren't you happy you're there now? And this middle group is going to come to about halfway through this group of seats as well. So Scott, can you kind of be the marker? Do you decide which side you want to be on? And we're each going to learn a little song. And Jay is going to help us with the first one. And the words are going to go up now. So the first group is going to be the words that are in pink. And the middle group, you're the words that are in greeny-gray. And then this group over here, you're the blue words. So you've got to try and stick to your own part and try and, you know, ignore everyone else around you, la 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 la, and not get too confused. So, Jay, will you help us with this first bit? We're going to sing it to you,
right,
and then we want you to join in. Now, this is the hard bit, right? So you've got to, like, you know, take some deep breaths and prepare yourself because there's not a lot of space to breathe in this one. And yeah, no room at all. So if anyone feels like they're going to faint, just sit down and, you know, breathe a while.
Yeah, or you can just leave out some words and breathe.
Yeah, you could do that.
It's also recommended. Okay, so the first bit goes like this. Like a cloud by day that shields the sun, and like a cloud by night, your presence is around us. So we will not be afraid, because just like a cloud by day that shields the sun, and like a cloud by night, your presence is around us. So we will not be afraid, because just like cloud by day that shields the sun, and like a fire by night, your presence is around us. So we will not be afraid.
How are you getting on? Do you think you've got that? I think you've nailed it. I even heard some harmonies. You could do a third above if you're feeling very creative. Okay, so we're good with that? Now, how about this middle group? This is the easy bit. This is not too hard, so you should pick this up pretty fast. If all the kids want to sing this bit with me, that would be great. So, the middle bit's going to go like this. Like a cloud by day. It's very high. Like a cloud, fire by night.
That's it.
Like a cloud by day. Sing it with me. Like a fire by night. So, like a cloud. Like a cloud by day. Like a fire by night. And again.
Like a cloud by day, like a fire by night.
Sing it at me. Like a
cloud
by day, like a fire by night.
Cool.
Super, that's perfect. So that's great. And then the last bit, now group number three, you have to be really careful because you're singing a slow bit that arches over the whole thing, which hopefully will work. I can only do one harmony myself at a time, so I've never really heard it all together. So, the third group, you're going to sing this. You're going to go, let your glory dwell among us. May your presence never leave us. Let your glory dwell among us. May your presence never leave us. Let your glory dwell among us. May your presence never leave us. Sing it at me.
Let your glory dwell among us. May your presence never leave us.
Do you think you got that? Yeah, okay. What about group one? I'm going to try and make you... Can you remember your part? No. Uh-oh. So Jay's going to help you with this bit.
Ah.
Yeah.
Go
Keelan might hit you.
You are nominated.
You'll be fine. You'll be grand. Okay, so if group one, you're going to follow Jay.
So Jay, you're going to start us off. Okay? You ready? This should work.
Okay. One, two. Like a cloud by day that shields the sun, and like a cloud by night, your presence is around us. So we will not be afraid, because just like a cloud by day that shields the sun, like a fire by night, your presence is around us. We will not be afraid, because just like a cloud by day shields the sun, and like a fire by night, your presence is around us. We will not be afraid, because just like a cloud by day shields the sun, like a fire by night, your presence is around us. We will not be afraid, because just like a cloud by night shields the sun, and like a fire by night, your presence is around us. We will not be afraid, because just like a cloud by day shields the sun,
never leave us. May your presence
we
never
leave
us.
Just like
let your glory
shields the sun, like a fire by night, your presence is around us. We will not be afraid.
Let's leave out group one. Can you sing the third part? Let your glory dwell among us. May your presence never. Let's all sing that bit together. Let your glory dwell among us. May your presence never leave us.
So now we're going to. Can we have some, is it on? Can we have some sound? Hi. So now, Paddy, am I on? Ah, fantastic. So now Paddy is going to teach us just what that tent really looked like.
Thanks, Catherine. Okay, can I have all the kids up here, up forward a bit, up to the line? No, not past the line, just up to the line. Okay? And if there's any kids up at the back that want to come up here, don't be shy, and parents, don't be shy. Come up with your parents, okay? Now, behind the line, toes behind the line. Yeah, that's it. Hands behind the line, that's it. Okay, now, what was the rule again? Was it small mouth, big ears?
Yeah.
Small mouth, big ears. Okay, so we all need to be listening very carefully at this time, okay? Because we're going to learn some very important things, okay? We're going to learn about God's special tent, okay? See this tent over here? I went on my honeymoon for 3 weeks in that tent. I did. And, yeah. So I wish I hadn't said that now. But there you go. Anyway, kids, you know what I mean. Yeah. It's a great tent. And see, this is God's special tent up here. I want to know, can anybody tell me what the word nomad means?
They travel around a lot.
They travel around a lot. That's right. People who are nomadic or nomads, they travel around a lot, don't they? Yeah. And when the Israelites left, or when the Jews left Egypt, when they escaped from Egypt, and they went and they lived in the desert for 40 years. I was only in that for 3 weeks. Can you imagine 40 years in a tent? That would just be like, wow. I don't know. And they were traveling around all the time. And yet, while they were in the desert, okay, God wanted them to know that they were his special people. And he wanted them to know that he was going to be with them, and that he loved them, and that he was going to protect them. Okay, so do you know what? He had a cloud, a pillar of cloud by day. Imagine a huge big pillar of cloud. Wherever you went, there was a huge big pillar of cloud. And then at night time, this is my favourite bit, at night time there was a pillar of fire. We're going to talk a little more about fire now in a little while, but because I like fire. But during the night time, there was a pillar of fire. And this is because God wanted the people to know that he was going to protect them and they were going to be safe. So if the Jews or the Israelites had any enemies, they could see this pillar of fire by night time. So they weren't attacked. And so one day, while they were in the desert, traveling around, God said to Moses, you see, he said it to Moses because Moses was the boss, right? So if ever you want anything done, right, you're better off going to the boss, right? Going to the person who's in charge, all right? So if you want anything done when you go home today, ask your mum, right? Okay. So anyway, he went to the boss and he said to Moses, he said, Moses, I want you to build me a tabernacle. And Moses went, what? A tabernacle? What? What's a tabernacle? And he said, yeah, well, a tabernacle is a special tent that I want you to build for me so my people can be close to me and so they'll know that I'm close. Alright? And there's a little picture of it here, and that doesn't tell you much about it, but there was all sorts of stuff in it. And Moses was a bit concerned because he didn't know how he was going to get this tent built. So God said to him, don't worry. He said, I'm going to give special people special skills so they'll be able to build a special tent. And that's the same way with us today. If God ever asks you to do something, he doesn't say, will you go and do that, and then he leaves you alone. If God ever asks you to do something, he gives you the skills and the talents that you need to do that thing. And so if ever God asks you to do something for him, you don't need to be afraid, you don't need to worry, because God will always be there with you and he'll always give you the skills and the talents that you need to do that thing for him. Okay? Yeah. The other thing was that there were different things that he gives special skills to different people to build different things in the tabernacle for him. Okay? And so when he wanted to build this thing, Moses said to God, okay, that's fine, you're going to give me people who have special skills to build it, but what am I going to build it with? Where am I going to get the stuff from? And God said to Moses, he said, ask the people and they will give freely. They'll give you all the stuff freely. Okay? So we're going to hear a little bit about that. When God asked the people to give him the stuff to build the tabernacle, the people gave freely.
Here, I have a goat. I'll give some of God's goat's hair for God's tent.
I grow olives in my back garden. They'll need some olive oil to burn for light. I'm going to give them mine.
I'm a carpenter. I have lots of wood. And I'm going to give God some of my best wood.
Oh, I have some gold earrings and rings. They're beautiful. But I'd like to give it as a gift to God.
I want God's tent to look beautiful. I've just woven some blue, purple and red linen. I'm going to give that for God's tent.
Look at this. Linen.
I got some precious gems. They'll look beautiful in God's tent. Where's Moses so I can give them to him?
I have spices which make a beautiful smell. Spices. I'd like to give God the spices I have.
Oh, I don't have much to give, but I'm a craftsman. And I can turn gold and silver into beautiful things. I'm going to ask Moses if I can help build God's tent.
Well done. Wow. So that's what all the people said. All the people turned around to Moses and said, oh, when he told them about this place, the tabernacle, they got so excited that they couldn't give enough. They were giving Moses stuff and they were giving him stuff. Do you know, they had so much stuff that Moses had to say, stop giving the stuff. We have all the stuff we need for the tabernacle. We don't need any more stuff. And do you know what? That's the same today. In this church, when people hear about what God has asked us to do, they get excited about it. And they give freely on a Sunday here. Do you know when we have the collection? Yeah? Well, people give freely. They give freely because God has been so generous to us that we can give away. And do you know what? God, people give so freely in the church that we can give away because people give so much that we have enough that we can give away. And do you know what? This summer, I'm going to be able to present 2 computers to a school just down the road here. Yeah, 2 computers, because they need computers, okay, for the kids in school. And because of the generosity of the people in this church, your mums and dads, all right, we're going to be able to give 2 computers to a school just down the road. And do you know what? At Christmas time, do you remember at Christmas time, we have the Christmas child thing, where you have the shoeboxes. Do you remember that? And you put little things in it, yeah? And you put toys, and you put balloons, and you put gloves and socks and stuff like that, yeah? Well, do you know what? Sometimes we have so much. God blesses us with so much stuff. Sometimes we can give some of our toys or some of our extra pocket money towards that. So we're coming up to that time after the summer holidays now, where we're going to be trying to collect up stuff, and we're going to be trying to send off as many of those shoeboxes off to Eastern Europe and wherever they go as we possibly can. Okay? So that's because people give so much that we can give away stuff. Isn't that brilliant that we can give away stuff to other people who need it? Isn't it? Yeah. And I'm gonna talk a little bit about the tabernacle now. I'm going to talk a little bit about the stuff that's in the tabernacle. Do you know, there was goat skins. They were talking about goat skins, but we couldn't find a goat skin. Do you know how hard it is to find a goat skin? We found a sheep skin, all right? And that was one of the materials that they used in the tabernacle. Another thing, now I want very responsible kids to do this for me. Maybe this boy here. Okay? Now, see this, right? This is incense, okay? And what I want you to do is hold that, and I want you to light it, okay? I want to set fire at this, and I want you to give the kids a smell. Give them a smell of what that is, okay? And they used to have, yeah, a bit more. Leave it on it for a little while. Okay. Now, wait till it goes out. When it goes out, then it'll start smoking, and you'll smell it. Okay, so will you pass it up and down the line there so they can smell it? Okay? And they used to have an altar that they burned incense in the tabernacle. Yeah, and they also had a burnt offering altar. And the burnt... Yeah, can you smell that? Let's pass it up the line there. Yeah, you just need to walk right up the end there, and they can all, if you pass it by, they'll all smell it. Okay? So, this tabernacle was a cool place. Okay? Now, we'll just bring that over here. I'll get back the lighter. Great. Thank you. Okay? We'll leave that there. Okay? So, remember? Big ears, small mouth. Okay? Now, what... So they had an incense burner. They also had this burnt offering altar. And they used to burn stuff in that. And I love burning stuff. But do you know what? When you're burning stuff, you need to be very careful. And you always need to have an adult around. Okay? Do you know what? I heard one of the Kids Club kids, he got grounded for a month. Because do you know what he burnt? His dad's remote control for the TV. Yeah. And he got grounded for a month for that. So you need to be very careful about burning things, okay? Now, some of the other stuff that was in the tabernacle was the laver. They used to wash their hands in that, and the shewbread table. That was a bit like, do you know when we do communion here on a Sunday, and we have the bread and the wine? Well, this table used to have bread on it. It was bread of the presence of God. A bit like when we do communion here. So there's a lot of things in the tabernacle that are the same as they are today. Okay? And there was a lampstand. And the lampstand, that had seven candles on it. And the incense altar, that's a bit like this incense altar here. And there was something very special. Shh. Do you remember Indiana Jones? Is anybody here watching? Has anybody ever here seen the Raiders of the Lost Ark? Yeah? Well, that's what they were looking for. The Ark of the Covenant. Okay, very special thing. And this was in the back of the tent. It was in the back bit of the tent. Okay, in the Holy of Holies. It was a very holy place. And they had the Ark of the Covenant there. See the wings that are on the thing, on the Ark? See, they're covering over the top of the Ark. Well, that's a bit like, it was a symbol of God covering our sins. Do you know when we do things that are wrong, we know that are wrong? Okay? And those wings covering over the top of the Ark were a bit like the symbol of God covering over the sins of the people. Okay? But today it's different. Who can tell me what's the symbol of God covering over our sins today? The cross, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, the cross is the new symbol because Jesus died on that cross for us so he'd cover our sins. Yeah. Yeah, he must have been in a lot of pain. So yeah, we're gonna talk a little bit more about that now. But we're gonna have a game now, okay? And you've all been very good, and you've all been sitting up listening, right? But we're gonna have a game, and I need you to split up into three groups, okay? So maybe these guys over here, maybe if two of you join over there, okay? You guys here. You come in with these girls and these guys here. Okay? Now, what I need you to do, that the game is...
choose an adult.
Yeah. You need to choose an adult to be with each group. Okay? Can you choose an adult to be with you? Yeah? Is your mum or your dad? Yeah, go find your mum. Go find your mum. Okay? And there's an adult over here. Okay? There we go. Now... There were lots of things in the tabernacle. One of them was the laver, the altar of burnt offerings, the incense altar, the table, the lampstand, and the Ark of the Covenant. Okay, now they're stuck up on the wall all over the church here. Okay? So, no looking. You have to keep looking at me. Okay, that's cheating now. Keep looking at me. Right, now... what you have to do in your three groups... okay, now this group... where is this group finished and where does it end? Are you over here? In this group here? Yeah? Which group are you in? Okay, will you... they're over there. Okay. Okay. So, what I want you to do is to run around... when I say go, I want you to run around... no, stay where you are yet. I want you to run around and try and look... for as many of those things as possible, and I want you to stick them up here, and I want you to put them in the right places where they're supposed to be. Yeah, that's where the adult comes in. Okay? And we'll see how well the adults know their tabernacle. Okay, so you have to stick them on this thing here. Okay? Stick them on this thing here. The middle group have to stick them on this one. Okay? And then the other one, group over here, I have to stick them on this one. Okay? So, you have to get one of each thing. One of each thing. Okay? Run around, try and find it, and then, when it comes to time, stick it up here. Is everybody ready? Steady? Go! Alrighty! We got some music. Some music? Yay! Okay, where are they? Oh, look, there's some over here. There's some of the gang got them over here. Oh, well done. Well done. We got one over here. Oh, we got one over here. Okay, these guys need one. Which group are you on? Oh, well done. Well done. Now, you need the adults to come and stick it where it's supposed to be. Yes. Well done. Well done. Okay, we've got two tables.
Have you got
No. He needs the adults to come and help you and put it where it's supposed to be. You just need the adults to come. Yeah. Oh, we got five over here. Oh, have we got five? Are they in the right place? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, how many have we got over here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are they in the right place? Oh my goodness. How many of these got? They've got 1, 2, 3, 4. They need, the table. We've got a table. The lampstand. We've got a lampstand. Ah, we got it. Okay. Okay, I think we're all done. Yeah. You need an insult. Oh, there's supposed to be six, is there?
Yep, we need an insult.
Oh, we need one more for each one. Have we got six?
Yeah.
And are they in the right place? Yeah. Need to check whether they're in the right place. Remember the Ark of the Covenant? It was in the Holy of Holies. Yeah. Okay. So I'll give you 10 seconds to order them in the right place. Okay. Okay. That's the map. That's the map telling you where they're all supposed to be. Okay. Now. Okay. So, we got 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everyone back behind the line. Okay. Now, I have a map here. I have a map that tells me where's what's supposed to be. Do you remember I was telling you about the Ark of the Covenant? See the thing with the wings? The gold box with the wings? That's supposed to be in the most holy place. Okay? Which is this place here. Okay? Now, what's the Ark of the Covenant doing out over in this corner over here? What? And it's over here in this one. I don't know. Oh, you're supposed to be behind the line. The Ark of the Covenant is over here. Oh, I don't know. Catherine, it's a good job we're doing a teaching on the tabernacle. Right. Because, mind you, before last week I didn't know a lot about it either. So, so there you go. So, the Ark of the Covenant is supposed to be in the Holy of Holy Places back here. The incense altar is supposed to be just in front of that, just in front of the curtain. The table with the shrew bread is supposed to be in front of that. The golden lampstand is on the other side over here. The laver was in the middle here, and the brazen, the altar for burning stuff was at the front here. Okay, in the outer wall. So, yeah, very good. You're sorting it out there. Good. Okay, so what I was thinking was, right, that all of this tabernacle stuff, okay? Okay, you can do that afterwards. You can do that after. Okay? Good girl. Okay. Now, all right? Now, what I was thinking was, are all the kids here? Okay. Behind the line. Okay, can I get you all in here in a bunch? All in here, behind the line in a bunch. Right? Great. Now, what I was thinking about was, do you know the tabernacle, right? And some of you are still probably wondering what it's all about. Basically, when the Jews were in the desert, God wanted them to be close to Him. He wanted them to know that He was close, and that He cared about them, and that He loved them, and He was going to protect them. And God wants us to know that today. He wants us to know that today. Okay? And one of the ways that we get close to God is that we pray, isn't it? Yeah? So, do you know the way people come up at the front here? at the end of the service, and they pray. Well, I wanted you to have an opportunity today to be able to come up here and have somebody pray with you. Okay? Because I know that being a kid in school is sometimes tough. Because I was one, and it was tough. And you have maybe there's a bully in school that you're worried about, or maybe there's stuff you're worried about. Maybe you're worried about a friend or a cousin, or maybe you just want to pray for a friend that they get better. Yeah? And maybe when we come up for prayer at the end of the service, that's a perfect time for us to get close to God and for us to say, God, I really want to be close to you, and I really want to pray for me, I want to pray for myself, or I want to pray for other people. Okay? Do you know what? A few months ago, I prayed for my brother because he was very sick in hospital. And the doctor said he was going to die. And I prayed like I've never prayed before. And God did a miracle. God healed my brother. And I just spent last week with my brother. And we had a great week. We had great fun. We were in town in Cork. He's down in Cork. We had great fun, and we went around the place, and we ate out in restaurants, and we had great fun. And that's a miracle, because before Christmas, I thought my brother was going to die, and God healed him. So prayer is a very powerful thing, okay? So is there a prayer team on today? Is there, yeah? Could maybe the prayer team come up to the front? And maybe the worship team could come up. Anna could come up. And I wanted to have an opportunity for the kids to come up and for the adults to pray for them. Okay? And I encourage you kids that this is a time when you can ask God to bless your friends and to help you and to heal people who are sick. And it's a very special time. Okay? So maybe Anna will sing a song, and the kids, if you want to come up for prayer, you can come up for prayer and somebody will pray for you. Okay? There's people up here who'll pray for you. So I'm going to sit on the step here, and if anybody wants me to pray for them, they can come up and I'll pray with them. Okay? Thank you.
Wednesday going around the whole of the tabernacle. But it's because that's what we're teaching the kids over the whole of the summer. This whole summer we're going through and we're building the tabernacle together. We're building a big old tabernacle. And in September we're going to come and we're going to show you all. And just if you have kids and you really want to encourage them in learning about the tabernacle, because it's a pretty crazy thing to learn, but it's an amazing thing, then this is a great website. It should have dashes in between the-tabernacle-place. And if you look that on the internet, it's got loads of pictures and it tells you all about how all the people made it. So if you want to just work with your kids on that, that'd be great. And finally, when we were looking at this, it blew us away that the way that the Lord came was as a cloud. Did you remember that today? It all came as a cloud. And so guys, this is what it says at the end of Exodus, is after the tabernacle was finished. This is what it says. The cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled upon it. God's presence had come. And in our way of thinking, candy floss kind of looks like clouds. So there is candy floss at the front here in these little bags for everyone who can get it. So who wants the first one? So you can just run to the front and pick up some cloud-looking tabernacle, some cloud-looking candy floss. So thank you so much. If any of the adults would like prayer, do come up, and the prayer ministry team would love to pray for you as well. Have a lovely afternoon. Thanks very much. There's tea and coffee at the back.